This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
This is Job Search Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. This is episode 351 of the second most popular show in iTunes about job hunting. The number one show is my other one, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. That one has over 800 episodes in iTunes and Stitcher and other podcast directories. Subscribe to both. They are both very valuable shows to help you find work more quickly. Now, today's is an interesting scenario. It's about accepting a counteroffer. Someone talks about getting a huge increase from a percentage basis and knows that the advice generally is to turn down a counteroffer. So here's my answer for this person. I hope you don't face this scenario. Well, I hope you do face this scenario. It's what I call a pleasant problem. And I hope you wind up finding this show helpful and give me 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And by the way, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, listen to the end of the show. There's information about how you can reach out to me about it. Now let's get going. So here's the scenario. Person's working in a job that he or she really likes and gets a call from someone that he interviewed with some time back. Matter of fact, he says several years ago and turned down. And they called him up recently and offered, he or she up recently, and offered a 45% increase in salary. He or she didn't feel underpaid, but the amount was so significant they had to seriously consider it. So when they gave notice, their boss countered to exceed the increase, saying it would change nothing in their relationship, no ill will or anything like that. His boss said that the salary gap was big enough that he couldn't blame me. He would have done the same thing in my shoes. They had a candid conversation. The person writes, "I'd love to stay at my current job with this new salary. I know for sure I'd be much happier at my current company than the new one, but the advice is generally to never, ever take a counteroffer. I'm wondering if this should be one of those exceptions." And I want to start by saying, there really are never any rules except the ones that you want to engage in. So don't look to the outside for the rule. Just look for what feels right. Now, I don't know if there's going to be an impact upon you, because that's really what most of the caution's about. The caution says you're getting your next raise in advance. They're going to hold it over you. After all, when it comes time for a promotion, are they going to reward you or that loyal person who hasn't made waves? Now, that's the standard advice. Now, when I hear a 45% increase, I tend to think of an individual with a lower salary. So it's not like you're making $240 in the way of salary in all probability, and you're getting a raise of over $100. The probability is, you know, you're a lower wage, relatively new person into the workforce for whom, and I don't know if these are your numbers because you don't really speak of it. Let's say if you were a $40,000 person and you're getting a $45% raise, you're still under $60,000. It's chump change to a firm. So, you know, don't be concerned about percentages, because I'm sure everyone's throwing that percentage in your face, and I know it will make a difference, but, you know, at the end of the day, it still translates into you not making a lot of money, and you got underpaid for a long period of time. The real thing is, can you trust your boss? Because, you know, I know from experience, if I feel blackmailed to do something and there's a bad day, you know, the first thing I do is go, I can't believe I gave that person 45% more and they're still working like crap for me. So, you know, again, it's just an emotional response. No criticism of your boss per se. I just know that he or she, or I think he said he, was trying to sell you at that moment. So, you know, just consider that, you know, they have good intentions, and like an abusive spouse, may not be able to fulfill them entirely. At the end of the day, I have to say, trust your gut. Trust your gut. You know, it's really the best advice that someone could give you, because you know the people that are involved. And the only question I would have is, if your value was that much more than what the market, than what you were being paid, why were you underpaid for so long? Why did your current firm take advantage of you? And once you have that answer for yourself, I think you know what decision to make. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few other ways that we can connect with one another. The first one is, if you're an executive and interested in one-on-one coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the word coaching, so this way I know what it's about. Next, if you're not an executive, the best way to reach out to me is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information from around the web that you can watch, listen to, read, primarily my own information, but again, there's some stuff from other people that's there with their permission. Also, if we are not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show, because I love to hear from people who listen to the show. It just puts a big smile on my face, which reminds me, Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. Look for Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and give me 5 stars. Subscribe to the page. You'll get lots of information sent to you daily with different pieces of advice for you. And lastly, because I don't really mention this on the show all that much, in addition to job search coaching, I do executive and what I call business life coaching. You know, business life coaching, where I work with self-employed people who have a lunatic for a boss. You know, people like your wife, husband, partner, friends of yours, who may be either wrestling with something in their business and need an advisor to work with, or, you know, people who are doing extremely well and they need to have someone to talk with because business is just exploding for them. So, again, reach out to me through jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. I'll get back to you. We'll figure out a time to speak, and I look forward to helping you. Hope you enjoyed this again, and have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.